Iraqi police are increasingly targets of violence. On Wednesday, two were wounded by a grenade tossed at a police station in the northern city of Mosul. A capable police force in Iraq is essential to U.S. plans to relinquish governing control. Doug Brand is the U.S.-led coalition's senior advisor to Iraq's Minister of Interior for Police. From Baghdad, Brand says the country's new force has received training, but still has a long way to go.
In total, we have on our payroll across the country some 62,000. Whether they're going to be as fully experienced as I would like, I think the answer to that is no. But then this is Baghdad, this is Iraq, and we've got to deal with what we find.
So you won't have enough trained officers for the U.S. to relinquish this dangerous role?
I think so. We've week on week noticed an incredible improvement in the quality of the deployments of Iraqi police. And they're starting to win back the streets. Kidnappings, which grew exponentially sort of late June, early July, and things that we call house invasions, where a group of well-organized men would just break into a house, strip it bare, and then take somebody as hostage on the way out. Those have gone down considerably. Carjackings have gone down. So if we were to compare this with when I first came here at the beginning of July, there's quite a significant improvement.
But police stations there have been the targets of the terrorism. How do you convince people to sign up for the job?
Well, it's interesting. If I turn that around, how do I keep them? Let me say that at the scene of the second UN bomb, at the scene of the Baghdad hotel bomb, I had police officers coming back to the scene, having been repaired at hospital, wanting to come back to work. They're not a benign force at all. They understand that this is about their future and about the future of Iraq. And many of them, despite the fact that they aren't well experienced, are still doing a sterling job and confronting criminals and others on the streets.
Are background checks done on your trainees to determine that they're not Saddam loyalists?
Yes, there are. Of course, this is not to say that we haven't got some difficulty in background checks because many of the records were destroyed. So we're having to focus, certainly on our recruiting that's currently going on, focusing on younger end who are unlikely to be in part of the former regime. And also we're changing, raising the standards of literacy and of motivation for those who are coming into the new force, because my job is to provide an efficient, effective and professional police service for Iraq. And one of the ways we intend to do that is to set higher standards.
What are the qualifications? Can anyone sign up?
Well, they've got to be between the age of 20 and 35. They've got to have had a high school education or equivalent. They've got to be physically fit and also medically fit. They have to pass an entry examination, and they also have to pass an interview.
How are the officers dealing with U.S. and British forces teaching democratic practices?
It's actually quite a rewarding experience to go to one of our transition integration programs, which is a three-week training course for existing police officers, and find skepticism at the beginning, for instance, not understanding why confessions obtained through meeting out violence doesn't play a part in the democratic model. From then to the end of the 3 weeks, where they are asking enormous numbers of questions about how human rights is applied in the Western world, about women's rights. We use practical examples of how a democratic society works. It's a respect for everybody. Bribes or corruption has no place in a democratic society.
That sounds like a lot to get over in 3 weeks.
It is, and I don't pretend for one moment it's the perfect scenario, but we've got a job to do here, and perfection doesn't actually come into it. We've got a very clear mandate to stand up a competent security force that can at least be the foundations for a new level of policing within the country.
Doug Brand is the U.S.-led coalition senior advisor to Iraq's Minister of Police.